Lee, once again, by the sovereign grace of God, we've been allowed to arrive here safely at Great Commission for our Sunday school class where the Holy Spirit does the teaching. If he's not in the house, y'all, go on to watch football and do something, because we just wasting time, y'all. But we're going to get back into our lesson, to Tetelestai. It is finished. It is finished, and we are aware that those were Christ's last words on the cross.
That's right.
And I can't for the life of me understand why people trying to add to it now, and he said it was finished. He said it was finished. The man who cannot lie said it was all done and ain't nothing you can do.
Amen.
But if you accept what he did, it's life everlasting.
Amen.
Life everlasting. But page 96, we're going to get into understanding God's gifts. Do our Old Testament and New Testament reading, then kind of go through the questions, just regular routine. So we believe in class participation. So, you know, if anyone has anything they want to add or whatever, we're going to try and do it in an orderly fashion where we can get through it. But don't be shy. Just speak up and we'll let iron sharpen iron, y'all.
Amen.
But before we get started, let's bow our heads. We'll have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
Giving thanks to you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. Lord, it's only by your sovereign will that any of us are even alive this morning,
Lord.
So now we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins,
Lord.
Cleanse us, Father. Help us to be more like your darling son, Jesus, Father. Lord, we know holiness, righteousness is what you will in each and every one of us, Lord. We ask you to help us to be that, Father. To help us to be light, Lord, in this dark world, Father. Father, we understand that fear is leading a lot of people today to do a lot of things, Lord. But we refuse that, Lord. We will not fear. You did not give us the spirit of fear, Lord. So give us wisdom, Lord, in this hour to stand on the truth of your word, Lord. Father, grant the ones who are on their way traveling mercy, Lord. Bring them here safely. With a mind and a heart, Lord, to serve and worship you. Father, I ask you to decrease me this morning, Father. Increase your precious Holy Spirit within me, Father. Let me not say anything, Father, that's not appeasing in thine sight. Lord, and we'll be so mindful to give you all the praise, all the glory, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Page 96, family. The Old Testament view coming from Numbers 18, 27 through 32. Numbers, the book of Numbers, the Pentateuch, y'all, that's Moses writing. 18, and I'm going to read it out of my Bible. I just like my Bible. I got the best Bible in the whole wide world. It's best in the whole wide world, y'all. I pray y'all think y'all's are too. That kind of tell you we've been doing some reading right here. But Numbers 18, we're going to start at 27. It said, "And this your heave offering shall be reckoned unto you as though it were the corn of the threshing floor and as the fullness of the wine press. Thus ye also shall offer an heave offering unto the Lord of all your tithe, which ye receive of the children of Israel, and ye shall give thereof the Lord's heave offering to Aaron the priest. Out of all your gifts, ye shall offer every heave offering of the Lord, of all the best thereof, even the hallowed part thereof out of it. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, when ye have heaved the best thereof from it, then it shall be counted unto the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor, and as the increase of the wine press. And ye shall eat it in every place, ye and your household, for it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation." Speaking to the priest here, y'all. "And ye shall bear no sin by reason of it, while ye have heaved from it the best of it. Neither shall you pollute the holy things of the children of Israel, or what have, lest you die." lest you die. Y'all think God was playing by this? God was altogether serious about what he commanded that we do. He's still just as serious today, people. Today, we doing the same thing the Israelites did. Let time be the dictator of what God will and won't do. We do that today. Right now today. Let's look at Romans, y'all. Romans 12. We're going to read 3 through 8. Then be finding your way to 1 Corinthians 12. Romans 12. The book of Romans 12. And we'll start at 3. When you get there, just say amen. Alright, it said, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, huh? So ain't nobody no more important than another, right? So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of your faith. Huh? According, don't get out your lane trying to say what somebody else said. According to your faith. All right, in 7, it said, our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. Huh? Don't turn the strobe light on and gather the crowd before you do it. Do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. All that, every word, every adjective that was used to explain how to do something showed humility. All of it is about doing things in humility, family. That's what God wants from us. That's what he wants. Let's look at 1 Corinthians then. 12 again. We're going to look at 7 then 11. 1 Corinthians 12. And 7. When you get there, let's say amen. Amen. Alright, 12 and 7. And it reads, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. To every man. Now skip down to 11. But all these work is that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. His gifts? He should be able to do what he wants to with them. Give them to who he wants to have them. People, why would he give us a gift and we're not even using the one we have now? Why would he give us another one? Why would he do any of that and we're not making use of the ones we have now? I know. I tried it too. God, if you do this, I'll do this. Well, God, if you give me this, then I'll give you this. And I even give them a little bit of it because I know how you feel about them. That don't. OK, we went too far with Abraham bargaining with God.
Right, he did
that. And you can, too, if your heart right. If your heart is right. Now, it's called come, let us reason together, not come, let me see if I can slick God. You're not going to hustle God. And that's what we try and do a lot of time. God, if you give me $1 million, first thing I'm going to do is go to the church. And now I'm going to give them $200,000. I'm going to give them 20%. But you got $100 in your pocket right now and ain't thinking about the church. Ain't thinking about the church. Huh? God knows the truth, y'all. He knows us. He created us. He made us. And we should be seeing on a daily basis why God feel like he feel about sin.
Oh, Lord.
We should be looking at, we seeing it every day. We seeing what a sin sick world look like, how they operate.
How they treat one another.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Lord told us upon his departure, y'all love one another. Y'all love one another. That's how they gonna know you've been with me. The sign. You've been with me. You got all these other things. Charity. Yeah, you can show charity. You can help. You can do all that. But ain't no love in it. That don't come from him. That don't come from the Lord. It starts with love if it comes from God. He is love. Glad to see y'all this morning, family. Glad y'all can make it. All right, but number one, the observation. What is God saying? Those passages we just read there in Numbers 18 and Romans and 1 Corinthians. What is God saying there? And why do you think we've lost the Old Testament respect, awe, and fear of God now that God has exceeded his sternness by his amazing grace? What the Bible didn't say is God had canceled out sternness by his amazing grace. All that goes together. The gift of God is the fact that he can use our conscience and all those terrible feelings that come with that to bring us to him, to drive us to him. The Bible said that's what it drives us to, repentance. To repent. If it's not doing that, then it's not doing what God intended for it to do. He intended those bad feelings, that I'm so wretched feeling, to drive you to him. To your knees. To him. See, we need to bow to God. We need that fear, that respect and awe and fear of God. It has dissipated from culture, y'all.
But it's a fact that it was a deterrent to sin.
Absolutely.
When God would make some heads. When God would take out 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine living a time when 20,000 people
died right there in front of your eyes? Yeah.
And he done that many times.
Yeah.
Over, and it was, in fact, a deterrent. Huh? But now we live in grace. Now, I understand that. Christ has made a difference now. There's more long-suffering here. There's more patience in God now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since Christ has died on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it don't alter the fact that, you know, when you sin, you need to be punished, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And that we've taken that out of our criminal justice system altogether today.
We have.
You know,
we have.
As long as I don't steal over $1,000 worth of material from your store, then
you can't do nothing with me.
Hey.
Well, Pastor, let me ask you something. A fool. Let me ask you something. Could it also be that God is still making examples right now in this day and time of sinful acts and sinful people, and we're not seeing it? We're seeing something totally different. We're seeing what mainstream media or whoever else might be telling us is happening, instead of seeing it from spiritual eyes. But when you know the sovereignty of God, that God is sovereign over everything and he can use whatever he wills, then you have to see it from a point where God may be trying to tell us something right here.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
Just like we've seen it over a period of time. Like what Pastor's saying. It's like when we was coming up, if you messed up, you did something wrong,
yes, right.
Mama done put that extension cord on you,
that
switch, that skillet or whatever, they put it on you.
Mm-hmm.
But that other generation, they mess up, time out. Over in the corner. Do the Bible say time out?
Mm-mm.
You read in the West Hill when it said time out?
When the Bible said time out, there's a lot of time involved.
It said don't be better run.
That's right. Well, we know that. The Word of God is plain about that. And God did things publicly a lot of times, like Pastor just mentioned, as a deterrent. You can say what you want to, but you see what happens to a thief right before your eyes, you're going to think twice before you put that quad in your pocket.
Well, it's an example of that right over there in China.
Yeah, absolutely.
They
still do it. And we're not promoting mutilation or any of that. But it is a deterrent. We got to be honest about what's going on. Well, the data speak for itself. They crime rated down.
That's right.
Huh?
So if we know that it may outwardly deter, but inwardly.
Absolutely. We got to deal with the whole thing.
That's a band-aid still. But the problem, the cure is here.
Amen. Amen. That's where we come in, y'all. That's where we come in. We the only ones in the entire world, true born again believers, that have the answer. And we can't get away from the simplicity of the answer. It is as simple as it sounds. It is as simple as the Bible makes it sound.
Too good to be true.
Too good, no, too good and it's true. How about that? Come on, sis. Then, come on. Mm-hmm.
I thank God put. Yeah. He does everything in orderly fashion, first of all. And you notice that he put those commandments at the beginning of the Bible. I mean, he could have waited and included those commandments at the end, but, oh, Lord, what would have happened if he would have just waited? You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
Those are very important.
And absolutely. And the fact he put it on our heart, he wrote it on each and every one of our hearts, but he backed it up with his word. Come on, sis.
I was going to say, we're not going to see a perfect world. But what we are going to see, God is still slow to anger. And he let us know he's withholding his wrath.
Amen.
From
Amen.
Sinners. But we can see his wrath because we see the destruction of things
Amen.
Happening all around Amen. Us. But and those who belong to God, everybody don't belong to God. So once we assess that,
we have to say that too.
We realize. But it has blessed me the last few days to see a young lady come out of Hollywood named China talking about God. And see, I look at the little small. It ain't nothing small in God. But I thank God for small blessings. Then I heard Denzel come out and he's talking about God. And I hear Cruz out of Hollywood talking about God. And I heard a couple of Scientologists coming out. So we see the problem, but with spiritual eyes, I see God. And God is bigger than what I see.
Absolutely.
And one thing about God, he's not going to stop what's going on, but he's slowly pulling his people out.
Amen.
And spiritual
Amen.
Eyes see this. And I choose to look at it above the eagle, the other chickens, they're in the storm. All they see is the storm. But God say, we fly
above
the storm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we look down in the storm and see the damages it's doing.
Yeah.
It is sad to see it, but the handwriting of God is all over.
Everything
other countries,
going on. That's
it's all
right.
over America.
That's right. That's right.
And it's a joy in seeing that God is totally in control.
That's right.
When you see him winning victories, he's not real loud. But you see these quiet victories that he is doing. But the enemy love to exaggerate his big victories, which are temporary. But we keep, like you're saying, we keep preaching Jesus.
That's right.
We keep teaching Jesus. And by faith, we keep believing Jesus. Because in the end, the Bible tells us we
Amen.
Have won.
That's right.
And so, yes, I thank God because Hollywood is being shaken up. They told, I didn't see it. I didn't see it, that part. But I posted the one where I heard her say, if I have to be poor, whatever Jesus does with me, I will follow him. I posted it because Ethan used to watch Disney. And one of the things he told me, first channel had got saved. But when I heard her, Lula said, that's not the best one. One of the ones, she first ones, people got angry at her. The news talked to her. She said, if I had a snake in my backyard and my friends, I'm paraphrasing what I heard, I didn't tell them a snake was in my backyard, I wouldn't be a good friend. She's telling people about Jesus now. So I thank God that, you know, we see what's going on. But God, the unsaved know something is shaking up.
Yeah.
And God is shaking up, and you can feel his wrath coming.
Yeah.
So, and we talk with confidence. Yeah, we see it shaking.
Yeah.
So now where we were fearful, no, we're not fearful. We already know at the end of this, we done won this battle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We know it. We know it. And I just like to admonish everybody. Operate in your Hollywood.
Yeah.
Operate in your Hollywood. You know, Hollywood, God's going to take care of everything. He's sovereign over all, y'all, over everything. And that's what we see every day because they're on TV and all that, and I understand that. But these people, my next door neighbor, just as important as Denzel or anybody else in the eyes of God, period. So we need to operate where we are. All this going on, and I'm going to say this, then we're going to move on because y'all know we ain't even started yet. We ain't even, but look, first question. But at any rate, there's a football coach coaching the little league team, and they mad at this man here. But he discipled his little boys. There's a lot of little black kids. This is a white coach they got. He bought a swimming pool to football practice and baptized about 10 or 12 of them at practice. This was yesterday or this past weekend. So I said that to say God's work is still being done, y'all. It's still being done. He gonna get his. And me and Pastor were talking about this not long ago. I take comfort in the fact I can honestly say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come, because I know if they his, he going to get them. It ain't got nothing to do with the time. And whether it be my children or your children or whoever else, if they're God's, he's going to get them.
And it's not going to close out the chapter of this world until
that's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We said, now, why do you think that we've lost the Old Testament respect, awe, and fear of God now that God has exceeded his sternness by his amazing grace? And I say we just got so complacent. We take the fact that his long suffering to mean he ain't going to do nothing. You know, that's pretty much what it all boils down to. We take it as that. He ain't going to do nothing. God ain't going to do nothing.
Well, God killed the 20,000, 30,000.
Yeah.
They shocked the world, but God was doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, when you understand why he was doing it.
Oh, yes.
You know, you did a long series on that, him keeping that seed right for old Rich here. He had to make sure that there was something left for me when he got here to this time, in the fullness of time. All right, gift in the New Testament, well, number two, comes from the Greek word charisma, which means a gift from God that brings you joy. Huh? Now, show you how the world pervert things. Y'all know we heard charismatic. The word charismatic. And the world has taken that charismatic person, which the Bible teaches that it means a gift from God to bring you joy. To deceive and mislead in a lot of instances. So you can't keep your eye on the world. You gotta keep your eye on God. Period. And what he says, settle it in your heart that it's the truth. That is the truth. I don't care where I get any other information. If it contradicts what the word of God said, then it's false information. And that's whether I understand it or not. Okay.
Just like the gentleman I mentioned last Sunday about talking about that the earth was flat.
Yeah. Flat earthers, yeah.
Took him some scripture, let him read some scripture. And he's still trying to show me on his phone, you know, about it. I said, brother, who do you believe? I said, I believe the truth, the word of God.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the scriptures I gave to him. And I let him read it. And he wanted me like, well, the circle is like this.
Circle means circle, man.
Circle is a circle.
Yeah.
You know.
What
does
it matter?
Yeah. Lord had me to give him back the compass.
Yeah. And he said compass is flat.
Well, I mean, people, you're going to have some people who just flat out refuse to believe. You know this as well as any of us. Pray for him, brother, and let it ride. If the Holy Spirit can reach where we can't go. Well, we can't go. See, and once we give them truth, we've done all we can do. Now it's up to them what you do with this truth you got. Because if they belong to the Lord, the truth just resonates with you. You know it's true whether you accept it or not. You know it's true. All right, now, so what do you do for God with God that brings you great joy? My answer was simple, y'all. Obey.
Obey. Continue his
word.
Okay.
How come ain't nobody said suffer?
Whoa!
The Bible said that's supposed to be a joyous occasion, then. Okay, that's on the other end. All right. Amen. What are the gifts listed in Romans 12? We just read that 3 through 8, y'all. It's men. I mean, that's the goodness of God's word, man. It's so full of gifts and I mean, if you read them and you got eyes to see them, it explains why it explains why a lot of what happens in the believer's life happens.
That's right.
And a lot of them are things we look at as tragic events. But when you look at it, God can show you things from another angle. You know, that you may not be able to see at that time, and it causes you to totally reevaluate the whole situation. Okay, God, I didn't know it then. It was painful going through, but thank you, you did it. But thank you, you did it. All right, don't give it stuff. In 3, it said, for I say, through the grace of God, no, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. So humility got to be a gift.
Didn't God give me that gift because I'm so all
this? That's right. That's right. He's going to tell you about that too when you see him. Humility has to be a gift, y'all. He talked about the gift in 6, that having then gifts differing according to the grace that's given. Prophecy, that's a gift, right?
Yeah.
Ministry,
yeah.
That's a gift. How about exhortation?
Oh, yeah.
That's a gift, right? What about showing mercy? That's a gift. That's a gift. God gives us those, y'all, and he gonna want to know one day what you did with what he gave you. What you did? Have you put it on the rock? Cause you can't stand the thought of the world rejecting you.
Oh boy!
Y'all listen. Everybody, stick your ear up here. The world don't like you no way. If you belong to the Lord, the world don't like you no way. And that don't mean go out there and try to be atrocious and nasty and mean. No, no. We trying to love them to the Lord, y'all. Whether they like us or not, we do the bound to love them. Your enemy. Every time. That seems difficult sometimes, and it is, but that don't change our mandate, y'all. It don't change our mandate. All right, now look at number 4. It said, why does God give different gifts to different people in the body? Huh? How come everybody ain't preachers? Everybody ain't evangelists? We got to have somebody to open the door.
That's right.
All that. Dump the trash. We got to have somebody to do those things. And they are just as important. And this is just me, in my opinion, may be more important because it takes a certain amount of humility to do that job that don't nobody else want to do. It says a lot about that person. Come on, bro.
These gifts are different because we are different.
Absolutely.
We have to remember.
Absolutely.
We have to remember that the gifts came from God in creation, who made us different.
So actually, you said the gift was already in us.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. That's right, Pastor. Yeah. That's right. Amen.
But everything different, by the God. God is the beauty of all that, y'all. If all these differences fall under one spirit.
That's right. The same
spirit. Under one, the same spirit, y'all. So that's the beauty. Come on, sis.
And the beauty of it is those that are truly walking with the Lord, we're not looking at anybody else's gifts as less
absolutely
than or bigger than.
Absolutely.
Actually, we don't even look at our gifts. We are grateful to God that he saw us. We're just doing our reasonable service.
Praise God. That's good.
So, and it's no place that you don't fit in because you don't think so much of yourself that
that's
you can't
right
serve someone.
That's right.
Or you can't be in a certain place. So, actually, we lawmakers work, and we're trying to be humble. Some people work at being humble.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the humility Jesus is asking for. I hold my head down. I say, though, don't talk about this. No, that's manufactured.
Yeah.
But he wants that from the heart.
Authentic.
And when it's from the heart, he knows it.
Yeah, he knows.
And what you are, if he don't know you and everybody else think you are that, you are wasting your time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be who you are privately, so your public is just a testimony to him, and you're not practicing your humility and your Christianity and whatever before him. Yeah. Let it be you.
That's right. That's
serve
just who you
him
are.
With your, he always said, I want your whole heart.
That's it.
Not
that's
just your right. heart, I want your whole heart.
That's it.
Which means there are portions of our heart, the spirit know we keep from him.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But be true to yourself. And when it's real to you, not only sinners may not like you, some Christian folks may not like you.
Absolutely.
But you
absolutely.
Understand, you get to the point where if you were them, you wouldn't like you either.
Yeah.
Because you know people don't understand. And that's when it's not about you no more. It's all about him.
Right. And the closer, the more you walk with the Lord, the closer you get to him, the more that's going to manifest. You know what I'm saying? It's, and it has nothing to do with you.
No, no.
It has nothing to do with you.
No, but the gifts are for the edifying of the body.
That's right.
It's not a person. It ain't for you to make no money.
That's right.
It ain't for you to get on the stage of the world and promote yourself. They all for the edifying of the truth, you know. But and all these gifts don't come in full maturity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These gifts come with plenty of room for you to make a complete surrender. And that's our whole problem. We don't ever try to come to that point where we have completely surrendered to allow that gift. That gift comes in a nut mustard seed type package, leaving plenty of room for you to make a complete surrender.
That's
and
right.
then it grows and it grows.
Amen.
And it grows
amen.
And it grows.
Amen.
Sometimes people see your gift. Oh, you see your gift.
True. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Well, that, like Sister Rosa just said, that comes when all you doing, all your whole heart, your heart's desire is to obey him. Obey him. That's it. Total surrender.
And a perfect example of the podcast Pastor just did.
Yes,
the gift of helps.
Yeah.
People, like he said, people want the gift of speaking in tongues and all these other high quality gifts. And overlooking and being sinful of the gift of help that the Lord wants them to help somebody else with. And they overlooking that and not even doing it.
Well,
not even looking to help nobody.
The whole scale was put in place by man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The whole scale of this is higher than this or this gives that's man stuff anyway. God is building a body. Building a body. Now, who am I to decide what part of your body you don't need? I've been and took a little bit of vein, a vessel that looked obsolete. As soon as I pull it, you just fall to the ground. Get rid of one of them eyes. Do you know any of that? Any of that. That's why we should just operate in the truth of God's word. And let this body, let him build. Christ said, I will build. Let him build a church, build his body. And we just obey his marching orders. You know, that should be every one of our heart's desire to have the testimony that Enoch had. Let's have that one. Just he walked with God. And he pleased God. See, that's it. That's it. That's a big one, y'all. And said, why does God give different? We just went through all. Let's say, describe the humility we should use when we realize that we have a gift from God. To whom much is given. When you have a gift from God and humility has shown you that gift, your next step, see, you can't get away from God, is ask God what he wants you to do with this gift he's giving you. Huh? And we ain't just talking about talent, y'all. Cause if you can hold a note and you using that to show how sexualized this culture is, that's not for God, y'all. That's not for God. Everything that's even remotely related to God is holy. It's a holy thing. Everything. So that's one of our good rule of thumb. If it's unholy, that should give us the tip number one, where that is not of God. But we try to tweak it and take their past and where they come from and what happened to them. That's all it is. You can see, you can label it like you want to, but it's unholy. It's an unholy thing. And if it's unholy, it's not of God. So, humility. It's to describe the humility we should use when we realize that we have a gift from God. Don't draw a crowd. Don't send the invitations out for them to come see you perform. Like I said, go to God, ask him what he wants you to do with it. And he's already told us in his word that anything he give us got to be used for the exaltation of Christ, number one, and for the building of his body. So we have two things we know that's God's heart if we don't know nothing else. He coming back to get a church. He allows us to be involved through discipleship, through testifying, through outreach, witnessing. He allows us to be a part of the building of that body. So why don't we just do that? Y'all, that's enough. Okay. That's enough if we would just do that.
I just want to say something. I had shared with Kevin a few weeks ago in a Bible study about a young lady that gave her life to the Lord.
Yes.
And the first thing she did, and I saw how the enemy uses ministry, we left out. She grabbed me. Mm-hmm. I still smoke. Yeah. I said, okay. I still say bad things. I said, okay. I said, sound like God is dealing with you. But the Lord told me then, she wants you to take ownership of her life, begin to lay hands on her, then she follow you. I said, no. And I told her, I said, everything that you're saying, and that was Kevin's, that's the first time I ever heard you just wanted to pull away. But I had to pull away because, no, don't worship me. I came in here to teach the word of God. Now she's in Bible study. She's crying. She's weeping. She's hearing from God. But she was looking for, she said, are you from a holiness church? That's what I told him. I said, the church don't have holy on the billboard. I said, but every church is supposed to be a holiness church. I said, we're a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church. And it was like she wanted something for ministry, like a priest or
affirmation.
Somebody to,
some type of
to
affirmation.
Let her.
Yeah.
And I had to let her know, no, I came through just like you did. I didn't stay here, but I could have been here with how. It was the real God. It's a real God, and we get saved the same way. But the fact that she was telling all of her vices, and the Holy Spirit said in that instance, that's what ministers take control of people's lives. I was like, oh, my God. That just
It can easily happen. And the Bible warns us about that type of deal and those type of people. You know, that's right. Following you, man following. You know, and that could happen easy. There's a lot of people who are there hurting, you know, and they don't know. But ministers, so-called, take advantage of that in a lot of instances. And it's a sad, but they're going to answer for it. I take comfort in the fact that even in those instances, God will lead his sheep away from that. He will. Now, here, number six. Here are the charisma gifts of God, Romans defined. Prophecy, the ability to discern truth from evil, and speak clearly the word of God. We need more of that now. I mean, if we just stand up and read the book. I believe we'll get farther than we are. Y'all, how about service? Delight in meeting the needs of others. Not just doing it because the camera's on. The Bible said delight in it. Delight in meeting the needs of others. How about teaching? Research and presentation of biblical truths according to God's word. Not your opinion. Not any of that. How can you be a teacher and you don't read, don't study? There's a lot of people doing that. And that's why a lot of people getting a lot of man's opinion.
Right.
What I think.
Yeah.
Or what I see.
Right.
Yeah, off the white.
Yes.
And he was telling me the other night, he said, I was baptized when I was young. I said, yeah, bro. I said, a lot of us was baptized, but we was coerced into being baptized. And I asked him, I said, what the baptism mean?
That's right.
I don't know.
See?
And I said, it's a profession of your faith. Mm-hmm. You know, and I went on to tell him that these some of the things that you should know, and you claim to be a born again Christian or whatever. I said, because somebody else going to ask you, and you don't know.
That's right.
I wasn't trying to put it down, but I was letting him know.
Well, Paul had to get that same admonishment, brother. He said, when y'all ought to be teachers, you have need that I teach you.
Still.
So, and it's like that in more places than we want to admit right now, y'all. It really is.
And back to the gift again, you know, Paul used the word puffed up. Blowed up in the head. Mm-hmm. You know, if God invests a lot in you, he's going to make sure that you live a balanced Christian life.
That's right.
Paul wanted to get rid of that thorn in his flesh so bad. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was. I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. But God told him, this is going to keep you balanced.
I've
invested a lot in you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want you to get big head on me. So I want you to concentrate on that thorn also.
My grace. My grace, yeah.
Keep the scale like this.
And that's right. Hey, and if we'll be honest, we need that as well.
We need,
y'all cut it out. I know I need to go through the sticker bush patch. I already know. I told y'all I knew everything. Every single thing in the world to know, I knew it. You think God ain't got to? I know it. That's why I know where a lot of my things come from, my thorns come from, and I need every one of them, y'all. I need every one of them. That's right. Research and presentation of biblical truth according to God's word. We got to keep it right there. It's got to be according to God's word. You know, even the Bible says when it was talking about what the Old Testament prophets was talking about, it used this little phrase, according to the scriptures. According to the scriptures. So God's word is everything, y'all. Exhortation. Motivating and encouraging fellow believers unto what? Godliness. Godliness. How about giving? Joyfully present gifts to God and his world. What about leadership then? See, this is a big one. God done already told the pastors, the leaders, that you gonna answer for souls of men. For the soul, people, y'all, just think about that for a minute. That's a big responsibility. You're going to answer for the souls of men. In other words, if somebody go to hell on your watch.
Well, you know what that means, don't you? See, there is the furnace of fire that's hot, but then there's a seventh time hot. Somebody going to be in the seventh time.
Well, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. We have to.
I think you're just taking a walk.
Well, that's basically what it is. But, you know, we got a protection. Even we know Nebuchadnezzar had them to heat the furnace seven times hotter. And them boys were protected in that high fire. So stick with your protection. That's all I'm saying. Keep your protection with you, and he can quench the fire. I don't care how hot it is. I joyfully present gifts to God and his word. Now, leadership, giving organization and direction to a body of believers. Wow, that's a big one, y'all. Mercy, an attitude of sympathy, empathy, and kindness to one in need. Ooh, we better be honest right there, y'all. Hey, I had to work for mine. He can work for his. Y'all know we got a lot of sayings to squelch that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To one in need now. It don't say nothing about one and won't. Or the slothful man who won't do for himself now. The Bible says a lot of things about them too. So which gift of gifts do you see in yourself? That's a personal question, y'all. And if you see one in whatever it is and you're not using it, then shame on you. Shame on you. God, if he gave it to you, it's for a purpose. It's for a purpose. And we just went over the purpose for the edifying of Christ and the building of the body. That's it. So we should be using it for it. Now, what else of significance do you see God saying in this passage? Just the same thing we said in the beginning about Enoch. Father, walk with God. Walk with God. If you walking with God, he gonna lead. The Holy Spirit gonna lead and direct you into all truth. It's gonna show you what to do with your gifts, when to do it with your gifts, even if it's your gift. Don't y'all know a lot of people are operating in things that God didn't call them to operate in? They are truly operating in, that's their own thing, y'all. That's their own thing. The Bible says a lot of them, their gods are their bellies. Their bellies direct them to do certain things or to be in certain places or to deal with certain people. It's a belly thing. Ain't got nothing to do with the Spirit of God. We, every one of us, some of us more than a gift. That's right. Some of us more than a gift. Absolutely. 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 Everyone. Everyone. You know, but first, people, make sure you're in the kingdom. The kingdom, you can't work on the kingdom from the outside.
Your daddy don't give money to the kids
from the hallway. Hey, Pastor. Charity starts at home, y'all. And first, you got to be in the family. To do anything for the family of God, you got to be in the family of God. Now, that don't make no big old me's and little old you's at all. Because if you have not, it's because you ask not. Because you ask not. You can be in the family. You can be. Everybody. Christ tasted death once for every man. Every man. I'm adopted. I don't know what that is. Come on, bro.
That explains those that are gods of their belly. They are motivated from the greed of their flesh than rather being led by the Spirit. God gives us a gift at new birth, the gift of salvation. But he also gives us a gift to work beside him, to be in his kingdom, to do his work.
Amen. Amen.
You couldn't do it before you got saved, and you need his power to do it when you're saved, and it comes in the form of a gift, some type of gift.
That's good, bro. That's good. That makes it clear.
Yeah.
That makes it clear.
And Tony, I need some help over here. I'm witnessing to this fellow here, but, you know, I mean, I got a verse for heart, Tony, but, you know, you really took it.
Right. That's amen. That's me.
Yeah, Hey. Well, we on the same team. We on the same team, working for the same purpose. That's right. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to realize that. You have to be able to discern that. Things like that, because we can do the gospel harm if we don't, y'all. We can drive people farther away than they were when they came to us. If we can't discern, that's why it's so important for us to. Boy, everybody need a Miss Rosie to call. You know, I mean, this ain't. Yes, I do. I hold her in high esteem. I'm gonna give her a flower while she's here, though. I hold her in high esteem to be able to say what a godly woman look like. We got plenty of them. Look at my mama here. Look at. Come on, man. We have no excuses. We have no excuse. And I'm scared to death to stand just me and some woman talking about anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Tyra, where you at? You need to come down here. You need to come down here. Right now. Hey, wait a minute. My wife coming. I ain't getting out the car. So she put right. That's it. That's it. Because it don't take. And that's fleeing the very appearance of evil, y'all. You know, it could be a totally innocent thing, but. But nosy and seeing you walk out the church, and you know all this. You know we saying it, but that's why the body is so important. Each and every one of us is so important. We need each other to reach out to. Like Pastor said, I might need to take the heat off somebody. He got pinned up against the wall over him with his Bible beating him across the head. You know. That's it. All right. That's the way it works, y'all. That's the way it works. It's a body and it has to work together. It has to work together.
Uh-oh.
See that? He needed some calming down, man. He done got the grill for 75 cents from Love Lady. And he want to get a girl 600 years in prison. See that? Hey, you didn't. He's telling them, just don't know it. Hey, bro, didn't Christ say something about forgiving? That's all you got to do. Hey, he be scratching his head for 2 or 3 days. But that's what we need, y'all. We need God brought us together to work together, to do this thing together. And it takes that to make it in this world, in this society that we're in now. Now, people in the world don't like you. You can try to blend with them if you want to. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. Every chance they get, they're going to reject you. They're going to come after you. And they will hurt you if you ain't mighty careful. If you made up your mind to stand 10 toes down on the word of God, they will hurt you. They will hurt you. You know, if they get an opportunity, they'll do it. That's why we need one another so bad, y'all. And now, we can, that last question, the application, I want that to be homework. So how does this passage relate to you today? We can answer that honestly. And then what changes do it bring to your life? Really, Eve, that's just self-evaluation, y'all. That's self-evaluation. That should be one of them. But chew on that.
Shouldn't we, if we don't understand what I give you, shouldn't we seek God about that?
Absolutely. A legitimate concern too, right.
You got one.
Right. I tell you what, the word of God makes a difference, y'all. The word of God being preached, teached, and taught in the congregation makes a difference. What my sister here, Pauline, do, a lot of people wouldn't think nothing about that. That's a gift, y'all. Administration order. That's a gift. And to embrace it and do it because she loves the Lord. That's not a common thing. Don't y'all know a lot of churches have to hire people to do that? Whether they saved or not, we need somebody to do this paperwork. That's exactly what it is. But see, God got everything he needs in his system. Everything he needs, y'all. And people do it willingly. That's when we know. That's when we know. We want people to look at us and say, yeah, that man, that woman been with the Lord at some point. I can tell some people you can run into in the grocery store at Walmart or something, and your spirit just resonate with them. I was at a car show down in Moody a couple of weeks ago. Y'all know I'm advertising for my Jesus, so I had on a Jesus t-shirt. White guy coming buckets right there at the big gas station. Stopped me in the doorway. We done blocked the door 30 minutes talking about the Lord. Talking, and all he did was read my shirt. And we said, and this my brother. I mean, it was just as comfortable as me and anybody. I knew it. We stood there 30 minutes talking about the Lord. Talking about the Lord. Like I just ran into him, one of my coworkers. It's the same thing, and that's the way the body of Christ should operate. That's the way it should operate. That's his desire for us. And with all that we see going on, y'all doing that little conversation, none of that even crossed. I could tell either one of our minds. All we were talking about was the goodness of God. The goodness of God. And that took precedence over everything. When you meet other believers, that's the type of conversations that go on. But yeah, your homework is to see what changes, do that self-evaluation on what changes it brings. And then be honest, y'all. And if it's any of that you don't see in your life that you know should be there, just repent and ask the Lord to open that door for you. To open that door, because it's his will. It's his will that we all operate in his gifts, y'all. Alright, we're gonna get into understanding God's prophecies of Jesus' second coming. Oh boy, get ready. It might take us a minute to get through that. Y'all know how y'all is. Pastor and Miss Rose and Milk, y'all. Yeah. Did I skip one? See, they're trying to rush there.
We're gonna get there.
Which one I skipped, bro?
Understanding God's expectations.
Okay. Okay, I skipped down. Expectation, that's it, bro. You right. That's the next one. We'll be on that. Understanding God's expectations. Y'all see, I'm trying to get to this second coming too quick, ain't it? It's coming. It's coming. Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's good. Good. Thank you, sister. It's God's expectation. We need to understand those, y'all. We really do. And you see our Old Testament reading comes from the book of Proverbs. That's the book of wisdom. Well, and most of it is set up where a father is speaking to his children.
Yeah, right.
That in that vernacular. So we'll jump into that on next week.
Okay.
And after that, y'all, we ain't got much further. We got about 5 or 6 more pages. So we'll be.
I got the new book. I gave it to some of y'all.
Yeah, some of us got them. Some of us got them. Okay. All right. And we'll get in that next lesson then, y'all. But the Word of God, regardless of what it is vital. It's vital to our lives, to our very lives, people. So we'll jump in it. Hey, John Turner, how about praying us out, rascal?
Yes,